All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
The mic is on.
Okay.
So I'm glad we have four.
Yeah.
That's unexpected.
That's our magic quorum number.
Is that our quorum?
We have, for an update, Gail, we have Mark Harris went to Astoria?
Newport.
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 Otter Rock.
And the other was Christine left. And those were, technically, that was our chair and vice chair, which I'd forgotten.
And we'd already
right
had
before
the,
this meeting.
And that guy there with the kid that I already resigned.
Right, Josh.
Josh had a kid in that.
Yeah, we saw him twice.
So you guys are really hard. Yeah, and you got rid of both the top two, right?
Yes.
What'd you guys do?
No, we're just no nonsense business people.
It's cutthroat. That's right.
Yeah.
So before I came down,
I don't know what are we doing?
scaring them away.
I shower him.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say something. I pulled the terms that you get when you get appointed, because there's no rhyme or reason to what your term is. Don't think there's anything to it, like how long you're officially on and off. It's just whatever the next slot is you get dropped into. So, Kazi, your term technically ends at the end of 2018. Troy, yours ends 2018. And Gail, you were appointed at the end of 2018.
Okay.
Dan, yours ends at the end of this year.
Well, that's why she keeps sending me the thing. You need to get a new application.
I don't know if everybody else gets them, but yours, if you want, so you have to definitely reapply. And if you see Linda, Linda's ends at the end of this year.
If she had mentioned to me
so
that
we get rid of Dan too.
That she would, that she wasn't going to reapply because she lives in Gladstone and she sold her business, so she doesn't really have direct link to EDC. So.
Yeah, I started a economic development committee with a now Robin neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
And it's going really well. We just recruited a new person to coordinate that.
Wonderful.
So, I mean, I think we have also identified some signature projects that we'll do.
That's good. So, yeah. So we really have four retail districts in West Lynn. So it's nice that we don't just wait for somebody else to be thinking about those areas.
And I think the key to success is having some signature projects that we can not just come in and talk about things, but also do those things and have preparation going on throughout the year.
Right.
Regardless of what else come up, we have projects that are going.
Well, and it's also good because it rallies people together, creates that business community, and then you get some energy out of that. And then you are also, I went to one of your meetings and we were talking about having some kind of a fair, like a business fair, right?
Yeah, street fair, which we haven't really gotten together on that. Because there's a lot of issues about the dates, when to go to it, where the venue would be. We were thinking about doing it around the Cedar Oak School, so we could use the grounds.
Yeah, that would make
and
sense.
And that means we're limited to end of the year, right after Memorial Day.
Yeah, I thought that it was talked to be in May, but somewhere.
Yeah, right. So, and there is not a whole lot of Memorial Day weekend activities going on here because most people leave, but I figured that if we do it at the end of the day, end of the weekend, so people are coming back and, cap it off with a Memorial Day barbecue that people attend. So that might be a possibility that for next year we're planning. But right now we're doing, I talked to David Baker who did the pumpkin carving contest this year, and next year what we're going to do is have a business-sponsored trick-or-treating, and then end it up with carving contest.
Yeah, stack them together.
Yeah.
I put the first item on the agenda as elect new chair and vice chair. And I don't know if it's worth having a discussion about. Technically, you don't have a chair and vice chair because they both officially resigned. I mean, I can just open and close a meeting and their vote's taken. That's fine. I can record all those things. But I suspect there's going to be new members come January 1st. Hopefully the council, not January 1st, your January, maybe February meeting, they'll appoint somebody to agree on who they want to fill the slots. So the first part is go out and try to drum up people to apply for the positions for the EDC, for the holes that are. The second one is, I thought it'd be a good idea, if you want to elect select a chair and vice chair, there's only four of you, but it's just kind of, it's a nice procedural thing. You're going to have a few meetings until then. It seems kind of wise.
Would be nominating somebody to finish up December 31st. Well, technically, they would hang on until February.
Yeah, well, there's no reason to not, if they don't leave, for example, I guess Dan's the one who could not technically not be here. If you made Dan the chair and he wasn't here, we'd have to put a new one in. But there's no reason just because new people come in to go through the process again.
Right.
But if you guys want to do that, I don't really care. You can just wait, sit in your hands, and we'll just run a couple meetings until the new group comes in. You can meet as a group of seven. It's up to you guys.
That doesn't sound too appealing, does it?
I think it's better to have a chair and vice chair just because you need structure.
And we need continuity.
Right.
You know, one of the things that really kind of made me feel uneasy this year when the first meeting I came to, we were electing chair and vice chair. Mm-hmm. And I wish when I came in, I knew who the vice chair and chair was. We weren't just going through it.
Exactly. If you're new, you don't know.
Exactly. So there has to be some way we can make sure that there's continuity, you know, so we're not starting fresh when we have new people coming in. You know, there's already an established, you know, structure.
Sounds good to me.
All right, I nominate Troy.
It's simple enough. If you don't know, just make a nomination for somebody. You have to technically second it, vote on it, and do the same thing for a vice chair.
Okay.
That all right?
Okay.
And then that person officially can run.
Is anybody willing to?
I am willing to. Okay. And
always have to ask that question.
Yes. I'm willing and excited and committed to be the chair. And so I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Someone want a second? You can technically second yourself if you're curious.
I'll second it. That looks better.
Thank you.
That's true, too. You can, but it's kind of odd to second yourself. Okay.
He's a little egotistical.
great. Nomination for Troy to be the chair for the EDC. Gail? You can put a yes? No?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Cosmo?
I don't have a problem.
Good deal. All right.
It's almost a yes.
And I'll open up for, oh, here we go.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late. Traffic was horrible.
No problem. Thank you for coming.
We just elected Troy to be chair.
Oh, congratulations, Troy.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad you have a strong objection.
Got my vote.
As you're walking in, give your vote.
And how about a nomination? So we're about to take a nomination for vice chair as well. I'll open up to anybody to make a nomination for a vice chair.
I'll make a nomination for Gail.
There you go. Second, anyone?
Same question. Are you willing and able to fill the role?
I am.
There's your continuity.
There you go.
I'm going to second Gail.
Great. And vote around Troy. Want to vote? Up or down?
Up.
There you go, Gail.
Yes.
Linda?
Up.
Very good. Dan and Kazi.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Troy, you want to walk through the agenda? I'll officially let you continue. That was just the first I wanted to get through that.
So, item number one, we have completed. So, I as the chair and Gail as the vice chair. And on the review, we are going to look at the annual report with the attached form.
Great. And did you all understand that? Some of you have done this a few times. What happens is at the end of the year, the council sends out on behalf of the council to each advisory committee that kind of short list of questions. Basically, what they want to know, they're more interested in what are the goals you have for the next year that the council can help you with? That's really what they're looking for. Because they're going to go into goal setting usually in January, and they take the way it works, they'll take all of the recommendations and all the recommended action items that each advisory board is going to work forward with. And they go through them, and they'll hear that, well, the EDC wants to work on this, that, and the other, and the Sustainable Advisory Board is really looking into this, that, and the other. And they think about what that means in terms of city council goals, maybe if they can coordinate them as bigger projects. And, of course, at the end of the day, they need to figure out if it can all be budgeted, and that's really what staff has to do and say, great, if you want to do all these things, we have to come up with a way to staff it, make sure that those things can happen. I wrote in blue these. I can make a quick copy if you guys want to walk through them again. I can probably open up on the screen too. Basically, it's not that complicated. They just want to know what the accomplishments were for 2015. And that's just usually a checklist. I rattled off a bunch of things. Again, what I wrote in blue were just suggestions. You guys, you can take them, leave them, do whatever you like with them. Did you feel like there was something missing from the little accomplishment list I put together? If there was,
I can't even remember. I looked at it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, and it was. Want to make copies of that?
It was. Yeah, I'll make some copies.
I have. I'll just kind of keep going on the agenda, then we'll come back to that.
Sure.
And so then we'll have the project updates, and I know that Kazi and I are both on time crunches today, so I'll keep us on track so that way we actually finish at 9 o'clock.
You know, can we talk for a brief minute? I think now that we're resetting and restarting this process, I think there are a couple of things that we have to do within the group. I would like to see that this committee be run by the group, not by staffers. Mm-hmm. I'd like that, you know, we have a well-coordinated, we go through a process of identifying what things can we do, not be fed, hey, here are the things, right. Choose, you know. Mm-hmm. I think our job as advisory committee is to come up with ideas that benefits the business community.
I agree.
Okay. So
we have to balance, though, too, that we are, I mean, the city council will ask for...
Of course.
Right. Sometimes it's overwhelming. They give us a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, exactly. There is something that is missing on this list back here, and that's when we're talking about the goals. Mm-hmm. I really would like to see us working on recruitment of businesses, not just waiting for somebody to say, oh, I want to fill that spot on your street. Because I think we will make a stronger business community when we have more diversification of businesses. So I'd like to see that happen.
And one thing that I've experienced while being on the committee is that typically in the hour that we have once a month is just not enough time to actually go through everything, come up with things, and then get work done. So I'm very willing to meet off-site, which I've done...
Yeah, outside of this.
So that way we can actually make progress, because sometimes it feels like we don't make progress in our 1 hour here,
right.
And that's kind of what I'm feeling from you, and I totally agree. And you know, sometimes it takes a little bit more to make the progress in a meeting off-site.
Absolutely.
I'm totally willing to do that.
The only thing we have to remember on that with public meeting laws, if we have four, then that's a quorum, and then that needs to be noticed so people are aware that we are meeting.
But if we do preparatory work and not make any decisions and leave those decisions to be made here,
yeah,
we can always do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just warning you, yeah, because that's important to respect, yeah, open meetings.
I agree. Okay.
You were starting to talk about upcoming goals. Is that what you were just rattling off?
Well, we got sidetracked.
That's right. So I handed those out. It came out black and white, but the bullet points were just things I added in blue. You can go through more of the kind of 2015 accomplishments, but that's just kind of filling in some blanks. Do you want to talk about challenges? And I'm kind of here to just record what you guys have to say, and I'll present those off to the council.
I have a question on the EOA. Is that on the website?
The EOA? Yeah, in fact, it's going to the council, I think, second week of December.
So where would somebody find that on the website? Do you have an EDC page or something?
Yeah, Yeah. Well, at the end of the, at the end of this, I'm going to spend some time going through the economic development page and the planning commission, or I can show you where everything's at in the planning commission too. Do you want to talk more about?
We can talk about the challenges, if unless you want to.
The only one I came up with was, I think you probably agree with, was changes in membership quorum issues. We missed a couple.
How are these accomplishments? You know, somebody, a guest speaker comes and speaks. What did we accomplish there?
Yeah, I think the idea was you were all look. Every, I think we were looking to get some education on, say, the special event issue. Again, we hear a lot that there's issues with special events. Good morning. And I think I have another copyright.
I would say that an accomplishment's a broad word for it, but it's more of an educational factor, because I felt as though having the guest speakers actually
it did educate.
It did, and I think it kept us from coming in and talking about a piece of paper for an hour and leaving.
Right. Just changed the verb.
And it did, and I thought it was very valuable. Okay. So, you could change it to accomplishments in educational, topics.
Well, you just change instead of discussion. I mean, really, it was so you just change that verb from discussion to something else. So, from
right.
we studied the special events process.
Or presentation
and then,
by right.
But I think the reason, too, why you, Chris, put that on that way is because this also tells the city council what this committee's been doing.
Right.
So it's not just a true accomplishment, but it's also the process of how we're.
Well, there was a point we drove for those for a reason. So that's what I guess was just the clarification of the special events was to understand that. Plus, then the and the Eric Underwood was the thing of like, well, what are other people doing? So it's again. It was more
of an educational piece than anything.
And outreach.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was
it. Was coordinating with other, finding out. So.
Okay, I'll add those in there. Sounds good.
And I think I would agree with obviously our membership piece has been a challenge. Will continue to be until we can recruit. But I think also there's been frustration within the EDC in terms of feeling like we're not accomplishing
much.
Anything.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm pointing out.
Exactly.
That we had frustration about not accomplishing, and we're listing accomplishments that doesn't make much.
Right. And I think that's because from what I've heard from the past EDCs is that there's been an ongoing, that feeling has been ongoing for years. Mm-hmm. And so then it's part of how I look at it is, so how do we actually feel like we're getting something accomplished? And maybe even accomplish something in the process, that would be wonderful. And my opinion is that in our 1 hour time block once a month, we're never gonna get where we wanna get to feel like we're accomplishing what we want to accomplish.
Exactly.
So that's where if we need to be off site or have another meeting here or whatnot, I'm very willing to do that to help the process.
The other thing is, maybe the accomplishment has something to do with a law or lack of accomplishment, something to do with not having goals set in the front end of it so that we can say, hey, for this year, by the end of this whole year process, we want to accomplish this and this and this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we can measure that, hey, we had some contribution and we did achieve certain things. Right now, I don't see that.
Another thing that comes to my mind when we're talking about the membership and quorum is how are we structured on this? Because maybe we need to reassess the categories that we put people on EDC. Because, like I brought up earlier, I think that we really need to have the four retail districts for sure, people representing each one of them. We can have additional, and I don't know what council thinks about what type of overall people you want sitting at this table, but I think it's important to include that so we don't get caught up in only one group or two groups of people, whether their industry is or,
Can I offer a suggestion? Under the number four item here is additional feedback to share with the council. If there's a consensus among the group here that you want the council to consider modifying the membership, if that's what I'm hearing, I can add that in for you. Want the council to think about it? If there's something else you guys are in agreement with, I can put it in that.
I don't know where you're coming from, but I can kind of point to something that, you know, earlier when we started in January, February meeting, I think, I noticed that out of the 7 members, 4 of them were from real estate, construction, and builders, and 2, you, myself, and Christine were not related to anything building. So I think we need to really think about what sort of businesses we should encourage in West Lynn, and then how do we bring those representatives to be well represented here.
Right.
Because then
we do have a limitation on planning commission to where they don't want to see 3 real estate agents on planning commission.
It's only charter, only 2.
And let me go back to what you said and what Troy said. And I agree with what you're saying, because we have been meeting for quite some time. And we need, when we set goals, we need to set maybe 3 that we can say we've accomplished, and that, you know, that we can give credibility to the community as well as to the council on it. And something that's definitely achievable, and I don't think we've really gotten to that step yet.
You know what, if I could, on this membership thing, obviously it's a volunteer. We rely on who applies for this. So we're somewhat limited. We can't go out and say you, you, and you. So I wonder if maybe the chamber could help us out a little bit here. And just in spreading the word, that, you know, we need representation from these different business districts. We need representation. If you want some help with the economic development, then we need you need representation.
I would add one thing to what you just said. Our neighborhood associations that
is another place.
Because we are always getting land use issues. In Willamette, we're getting 2 or 3, which is unusual. We get, you know, once every 6 months or something. So those are the ones, I think, that also need to be included into that.
Well, you're both in the Neighborhood Association President's meeting, so that's a great place to take it to. And then you've got, because it's being very well attended now, so that's a good place. But if the Chamber can also help us out, I think then we're businesses and we're in community. And more applications we've got. I mean, you know, we're going to be re-looking at some of the positions come the end of the year anyway. So, you know, I think that's a good time to be thinking about this.
Why don't you reach out to the newspaper, put an article in the paper about economic development and what it entails, and give more of a, interest, you know, where people have an understanding of what it is, and then maybe some of the businesses will start looking at this and saying, you know what, maybe I do want to get it.
You know, we should reach out to these businesses and say, here's an opportunity.
Well, I live in the Bolton area, and I know all the business owners in the Bolton area. So I can reach out to them.
Yeah.
Or maybe also, you know, now the election's over, they're going to be shorter letters. Citizens View, you got 500 words. You can write this yourself, maybe 2 or 3 citizens' views from the economic development.
Well, and with me being over in the Willamette area, I have talked to a couple businesses over there and have talked to them about economic development and for them to think about this. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple that was interested.
Out of the surveys we did of all the businesses, right? We have some people there. Was there anybody that bubbled up from that was kind of engaged? I know a lot of people had no idea what was going on. But was there anybody that was actually engaged there that came out of that? You know, that's another potential.
Yeah. These are things that I want to make sure that we're answering the questions, because you need to get through these.
Yeah.
These are things you're passing on to the council that you want to tell them, mm-hmm. right? To be a little more specific, and I can get them down for you. You've done a few things. You want them to consider modifying membership, come up with alternative ways to draw in more applicants, and that means reaching out from the public, tying in with the NAs, tying in with the chamber.
Modifying the membership and reaching out to people is two different things.
Yeah,
it is.
Modifying the council can do, reaching out, I think the committee needs to do.
Right, well, maybe we start by reaching out to see what we can do.
Right, but the council needs to identify what retail or business districts are there and what sort of businesses are there and which representation we would like to have in this committee so that, you know, we are getting good proportion of representation.
Right, and that was my concern is not necessarily the modification, but is how are we set up? What is our criteria? When I was on the Historic Resource Board, you know, we made sure we only had, you know, we had five people, so we wanted to make sure we were spread apart. And just like if you said that there was several people in construction, whether you are commercial or whatever you're doing, that seems kind of heavy-weighted.
Exactly.
With the economic development, because we also have a large population of in-home businesses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, exactly. You know, do we have any representation that way? Well, technically I am that too, but...
Help me. How does that become something I write down to the council? Because again, it's nice to throw things around, but I need you to give me... I need a little... I'll forward whatever you want,
but
I need some more clarity.
The way that I wrote it down is consider membership category.
Categories.
Because I think that kind of limits what we've done with our other committees.
But to represent different areas of
the community and different areas of the community, but also different businesses within the community.
Yeah,
there's
kind of
two pieces.
Okay. One thing I will say, you know, one of the things that challenges I face on the council is getting a seat at the table in some of these boards. So MPAC, trying to get a seat at the table, because the ones with a seat at the table, they're the ones that get the interest and get things done. The act for money that gets shared out for streets and everything, you got to get a seat at the table, because those that are sitting there and say, me, 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 and those that are not...
Right, the squeaky wheel.
Well, not even that.
Well, meaning that if you raise your hand, you get it, and if you don't, then...
You're at the table,
right.
And that's the thing, people want some help in their areas, then they need to be at the table.
Consider membership categories to represent, or modifying membership categories to represent different areas and businesses in town. And a different item altogether is enhance outreach efforts through, including but not limited to NA, Chamber.
Tidings.
And since the city is giving, funding the Willamette, the Main Street, is there going to be somebody there? Is that person going to be somehow involved in anything?
When we get to the end here, I don't want to jump in. So they just
hired somebody?
Yeah, just hired somebody. And I was going to invite that person in to come in and have a kind of a discussion as to what they're looking to do on Main Street, what their goals are.
Yeah, she's fairly new.
How you guys can work
she?
Together. Yeah. She's hired, just hired.
Yeah.
And that'd be a good thing.
And I have a question on that too. Even though she's hired, but she's out of Astoria. So how is that?
Can we stay a little bit on the
You're right.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll never be done by
Thank you.
Well, I guess part of it is what are we missing, right? I mean, what the specifics, right? We have Robinwood, Bolton, Willamette, Cascade Summit, Hidden Springs. What are we missing? What area are we missing that we need someone from?
No, I was referring to in the past is we're not really watching for those categories. That's what I'm saying is that if we make sure that we have
accidentally we got them?
I don't know.
Well, anybody that applied.
I'm just saying that,
got a seat.
I'm not on council. I don't know your structure. I don't know if you mentally are saying, like on Planning Commission, we only get two real estate people. We only get...
No, I don't think that's
happening. Not for EDC, but we do look at who applies.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
If somebody is gaming the system, they could easily have all seven members from one category.
Yeah, that's why I wanted
that is. I don't think that's what's happened, but yes, that is a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of difficult.
Chris, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I know people can go online and fill out the application and everything to apply. Is there any chance that we could get copies of the applications that all of us could have and be able just to hand it to the person that we're talking to instead of saying, go online, go through this, and make it, try to make it a little more simpler?
Yeah, I can do that.
You know,
and then they would fill it out by hand and walk it into the city?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, we don't. We're really trying to encourage people to go
but
on.
You know what? It's that one-on-one contact.
No, I think that's great.
That personal relationship that you're building. Because because I've had people say to me, you know what? I've gone on there. I have a hard time finding it. You know what? I don't have the time to do it right now. And then they forget.
Yeah.
And then you're calling all the time and bugging them. You know, I just want to remind you. And that irritates me. I don't like bugging somebody constantly.
Troy, I think as this committee, what we should do between now and the next meeting, we should get together and come up with ideas of what categories of people we want in this. And when we leave this choice to the city council to appoint somebody, we should at least as a group have some input into it and say, we need, you know, there's a home-based businesses is not represented at all. Well, you are now.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, so...
Get one. Oh, is that a licensed business here?
Yeah, well, and maybe it's important that. For us to know what all of us represent to start with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what are we missing? And also, you know, because there's, in my opinion, there's two pieces to it. One is the different neighborhoods, since Westland is so broken apart. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is the different industries, because there's, you know, we don't want seven people that are realers on, you know,
well, so, economic development. So, Billy, if we even got together for maybe half an hour and said, you know, we want to approach the Neighborhood Association with this message, if we came up with a suggested thing that the Chamber could send out, that the Neighborhood Association could send out, that we could send out, we could write in the paper, right, come up with a strategy of outreach. Because the biggest thing, I think, City Council, the first phase is get enough people in the funnel that they're trying to even get a quorum.
Right.
Right? And fill the open slots.
Yes.
Right? Because we've had open slots all year. Versus, they're not going to say no to someone if there's still an open slot. If you're choosing between nothing and a warm body, I would think you're going to most... Is there anything that precludes them from being appointed?
So send a recommendation then to the council and say, we will do the outreach for this, but we would like you, when you consider who's going to be on the panel, to think about having balance and representation.
And be specific. And be specific.
Exactly.
What neighborhood are you from? You know, and they could have multiple hats, right? Like, just like we don't know. Like, they could be a member of this organization and also have a home-based business and also live in Bolton or wherever, right? I mean, you could be multiple hats. Like, whoa, then that would give you, like 3 points for this one, 5 points for this one.
I might maybe write it out when you send it. It is the recommendation of the Economic Development Committee that you, when you appoint, you do this.
Mm-hmm. And are there any other criteria? They either have to live here or have a business here? Or is that even a requirement? What other requirements?
Yeah. For
a Citizen Advisory Board. Citizen Advisory Board is one of the, is either one.
Yeah, you can just don't, you can
like a neighborhood association. You either have to live there or have a business there.
Well, normally with an advisory board, you have to live here. But with this one, you can have a business here, and you're relevant.
Right.
Well, that was a question.
So why don't we set this up that between now and next meeting, we do this, you know, get together, and come up with recommendations to bring it to the next meeting here, and then have a decision being made.
Or even email proposal, like maybe neighborhood association, you know.
But I want to make sure that we're making the decision in this meeting and not outside of the
meeting. It has to be here. That's why I said, going back to your thing, this 1 hour, is we can come up and just have stuff already talked about, discussed, and it's just voting.
Make the decisions in the meeting.
Yes, exactly.
So we could even email and then at the next meeting make the decision.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we can't make the decision off-site.
Just make some suggestions and refinements, you know, and then bring in what you think of. That's what you're looking
for. Do you have everyone's email, Chris? Do you have everyone's email?
I do.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It's on the ones that get sent out to all of us. They don't BCC.
Yeah, I guess you do.
And if I could
make... Gail, you're on there, too.
If I could make one more request, that, you know, we don't... I've never seen a meeting of minutes of the meeting that we have had here. So I'd like to see minutes. So if the city has a staff person that could attend, takes minutes. I know, what was that gal's name that used to be here?
Sarah?
The intern?
The intern.
Yeah. Oh, now we have Mark.
Still
have
Mark.
Mark. Yeah.
So, in the last 2 minutes, I haven't seen Mark here. Does he run?
Yeah, he doesn't work Tuesdays. He's just a part-time intern. Yeah.
Well, the minimal criteria of the minutes is just what motions were presented and passed. Yeah. Who made the motion, who seconded it, did it pass or not?
Sure.
But you know, we can appoint a secretary.
If y'all want, I'll spend more time on minutes. Again, just give me things you want me to wrap up.
Brief. Yes. Just brief, yeah. Brief minutes. Yeah. So it should take long. Yeah. Don't spend
notes,
a whole...
Some notes would
don't write Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, I would say because Chris is already... You know, a salaried employee working way more than a salaried hours. That, to Brendan's point, is just make it brief. If we actually, you know, made decisions and voted on things, that can be within the minutes. Mm-hmm. But a lot of what we do, which is good and bad in my opinion, is we just talk a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good to that. And then as the time crunch comes down and then we feel like we didn't accomplish anything, it's almost our own fault that we're not feeling this accomplishment because we get so sidetracked onto so many things and we start talking about one thing on the agenda and 15 minutes later we're talking about something completely different. And again, it's all good, but it also gets in the way of us. You know, one of the pieces that I have down is, you know, this challenge is we have no feeling of accomplishment and we don't even really feel like we've accomplished anything. And I think that can come back to us sitting in the room and looking in the mirror and saying, why are we not accomplishing anything? And not that we take all the blame, but I think that we could take a good chunk of it right here.
Could I just, and to that point, is it possible, and it's not up to me, for a decision to be made on the type of people that you would like on the committee now? Because I'm thinking time. Here we are, we're in November already, so potential for how many more meetings of the Neighborhood Association President's meeting, the Chamber meeting, you know, we're almost at the end of the year and decisions will be made at the end of the year. So the sooner you can get these recommendations out, these outreach efforts, the better. We don't have time.
I think that should be the number one goal.
Okay, so then I'd like to make a motion that we... come up with the language as a separate, as a working group, right? We'll agree to send stuff to, or the announcements to the neighborhood associations, to the chamber, do the outreach between now and our next meeting.
I agree.
Mm. Well, I'm not voting, so.
So we can just do that via email.
So yes. Somebody seconding?
I'll second. We're in discussion. What I would add to that is being a neighborhood president, such as yourself too, I get emails from the city daily on our special site. It'd be easy to just send a blurb out to all of the neighborhood presidents and say, would you be thinking about this?
We can just send it to Ed and he would.
Well,
and that can be just a quick...
I think in general, if it comes from the city, it may go into one box, but if it came from you or from you to the other neighborhood presidents, to split the word, that's a little bit more. That's more what I guess I was thinking was,
right,
if you
but
give
I'm saying
me what you want me to say.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of channels already, mm-hmm. And so we should be using the channels that we have.
Well, they're blasted out there already. I'm getting, yeah. I get like six of them already.
I've never had anything say that we need people on EDC through the city's website, but I've only
but citizen advisory boards.
It is in the newsletter because I've seen it on there. And something just recently came out.
No, but I'm talking about the direct link to us.
Right.
We get these things.
Yeah, we have the.
We have our Outlook email.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is that it should be plopped into them.
Exactly.
There's 11 of them.
So, Chris, can I ask you if these guys come up with something now, can we send it out on the city newsletter piece about maybe as part of encouraging application to boards because there will be open seats in December, but also the ideas that EDC have for forming their board? What do you think?
I guess I've already seen the generic one going out that there is. It's open for applications. The emails have gone out.
Right.
Right.
It's more leveraged. But then people say, I didn't see that. right? It's probably been in the water bill. It's probably been on social media. It's probably, you know, all those things. I've already seen that kind of the generic blast.
But it's one more thing, and if you label it sort of EDC or something.
But it hasn't really been an agenda item at neighborhood association meetings.
No.
Not in Willamette it hasn't. Yeah. I don't think it has at yours either.
No, but, you know, what I'm doing separately as a Robin Hood neighborhood EDC, sort of EDC, we have done that just for the local, but I think it needs to happen here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go ahead and ask people. Well,
and you're representing Robin Hood, so if you could tell the power of whoever's
right.
at Cascade Summit or whoever's, you know, like, again, it's like the, it's looking at the other region.
Time out for a second. Chris, with the emails that get sent out, I don't know if Kirsten generates them that comes to the neighborhood presidents,
yes.
but it's the city's outlook system. So all I'm saying is why can't we have a paragraph sent that way? Not through the newsletter, but through that direct system. Because we get those all the time. Yeah. So should one of us contact Kirsten?
You said the neighborhood. Sorry, John. I heard a lot of different things. The EDC wants to write their own paragraph about recruitment for people to come on this board. Is that what I'm hearing? You're going to meet
through the neighborhood president.
I heard that.
Right. And you want to send that in the newsletter overall, the citywide newsletter that goes in every
know if
utility
we can.
Bill. Right. And you want to send it exclusively to the neighborhood association president.
To encourage them to put it on their agendas.
Sure. So who's going to come up with this paragraph?
That's a
group?
Well, that's kind of like tabling that
right.
off to the email discussion
right.
to come up with. Because, I would be willing to blast it out in the chamber one, but I want to know what you guys want me to say. Right? It's like, and they say the same thing. If we want to come up with a citizen's version, or that goes to the neighborhood presidents.
Even though this is really basic, this could get really complicated.
Really?
And so if you want to put something together, and then...
I think more than one person needs to be looking at the paragraphs.
I would agree. So, but then it's still going to have to... If we're going to get, five or six paragraphs to turn into one. And the more, bullet point-wise, the better. The bigger it gets, the more people won't read it. That's my opinion, at least. Because if you're going to say, "Well, I want this in there," you're going to say, "I want this in there," I'm going to go, "I want this in there," and everyone's going to want something in it, and it's going to be a half a page.
Right. I'm thinking a bit more generic, meaning that we really need people to participate with this committee.
Can I suggest?
More encouraging.
Let me suggest.
So just keep an eye on the time, because we're all going to run out of time, and we're only about halfway through the agenda.
I'll just take 3 minutes. I think, communicating piece comes after, and we're not going to come up with the best, analogy here. So deciding what categories we should have represented here comes first. Once we know what that categories are going to be, then we can communicate that to them.
And secondarily, if we have an idea of kind of what our goals are, that also makes it easier to sell the benefit of being part of this.
Exactly. So I think
that's my catch-22.
I would hold off on the communication piece. Let's come together.
As Brenda said, we're running out of time.
I'm wondering if one person could take on the task of putting just something together, a basic, send it out to everybody, let them make their comments on it, and then finessing it a little, sending it out again, get the approval, you're done.
Dan, since you work with the chamber, could you put something together, and then we'll all just totally rip it apart and make it feel like you're that big, and then we'll redo it, and then we'll thank you, and then we'll send it out.
We can do it through email.
Right, exactly.
And everybody will be nice, I'm sure.
Yes, everybody be nice. And really, it's in the essence
of... Well, it's sort of in a marketing vent of why you want to be involved in this, and that's kind of where it's like...
In the essence of making this happen
excellent,
quickly,
yeah.
I'd say if we could all be... try not to nitpick too much, because it's not about what
we're moving from... The Tri-City USA to Brotherly Love City.
There you go. In other words, if we want this to happen, as we've spoken of, time is very important, and the more that we...
Okay, so then we'll pull back that other motion then and just say, Dad will make a, will sit there.
And Dad, my recommendation, and it's only a recommendation, you have to, is when you send that out, you give them a time limit. You respond by now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah. Well, I think I have the generic one, so I'll kind of base it off and send the link to the how to apply.
Yeah, but tell people.
But it's like basically it's going to be, you know, are you always surprised by whatever's going on? You know, because we've known about this stuff for years.
Yeah. So response by this day or forever hold your peace. Yes. And then that way.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Nicer way.
We started on number four, project updates.
Well, I want you all to stay closer on the, because the most important, the updates are fine, but the annual report's what you need to turn around.
I was to skip the annual report for this year.
You are, the EDC is welcome to do anything they want. I am not here to.
Because we haven't done much, to be honest with you.
No, you're right.
I haven't seen it.
You're right. And so, and I think that that's.
I don't know. It feels like this was the first time that it was actually directed by the citizen group, the fact that we got this, we made progress on the Small Business Resource Center, which has been on the agenda for 3 years.
You got the focus groups done.
Actually, those things, we got data from the focus groups. I mean, the EOA thing, again, check the box, but I mean, that really wasn't our goal. That was handed to us. Our other thing was to facilitate the Arch Bridge Bolton. We've done what we could do. It's kind of gone its way. I think we started to look at, you know, what could we do as an EDC as opposed to being wagged?
I need to hear from the group. Like, I'm going to have to go through one, two, three, four in here. These are just suggestions I put in blue. You can, or the second, those bullet points. You can put nothing, you can add what you like, but I do need you all to agree on what you want to put under accomplishments. I need you to do that now. Is that all right? Is that asking too much?
Okay, we have 10 minutes. So
they look fine. I mean,
well, I gave them to you earlier, so you could look at it.
Can you add more?
Not
on the accomplishments.
No.
I just feel that this list, you've taken everything in the kitchen sink and thrown it in there. I think we can pare it down to substantial something that actually we accomplished. Others, you know, just having a meeting and saying we accomplished a meeting doesn't go anywhere.
You have Small Business Resource Center twice.
Yeah,
I did. Sorry.
One's a work group.
No, I didn't mean. I'm sure it was just a typo.
Yeah.
I think it's just not indented.
We had more than one Small Business Resource Center meetings.
Yeah. Any idea to move forward on Small Business Resource Center?
I think we accomplished Small Business Resource Center. That's given. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else can we pick that was really meaningful?
Well, we spent a lot of time on the EOA.
You approved the EOA.
You
spent time on it, and then you formally adopted it, made a recommendation to move forward. And you formally went through the focus group work, mm-hmm. and you had to have those separate meetings. Some of you, I don't remember which ones, that was your chair, went through the actual RFP, and then you saw the results, and some of you even went and attended those
mm-hmm.
meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you want to call that an accomplishment.
I'm just throwing it in there.
I think it's
I'm
an
indifferent.
Accomplishment.
We spend quite a bit of time, so I would say yes.
Yes, that
could
and
be
we finally did have a joint meeting, again, 2 years in the making, of between us and the planning commission.
Yeah, and I think that's an accomplishment. Even though, you know, it's a meeting, you know what? It's a meeting that took 2 years to make happen. That's an accomplishment. I totally agree. I found value in that as well.
Well, you know, just having a meeting,
I'm not talking about this meeting. I'm talking about the meeting with the planning commission mm-hmm. to get us all together. That was an accomplishment.
Unfortunately.
Now, the grants are definitely an accomplishment mm-hmm. because that's a huge thing that you do because of tourism and economic development go together.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had bigger plans than we accomplished, but as far as
so
attracting and
CPP
grants.
CPP grants, it's always there. Every year we do it, right? Mm-hmm. So how is that an accomplishment this year? just for having the orientation meeting to improve quality?
I don't know that you should be calling these accomplishments, because some of these things are very important that the city council knows that you've done. Or maybe you need another category in here to talk about the activities. Okay, so accomplishments, and maybe then have activities.
Yeah,
because those things are activities, but yet they're reaching out to the community, and they're very important that you do those. And
right,
it's a lot of work.
Right, and to eliminate these completely, then there's no record of us really doing these things, so to speak, if this is what's going to council. These are the accomplishments, and I think we're getting so caught up into the word accomplishments mm-hmm. that we're just eliminating things.
So,
in other words, is there a different word where we could have accomplishments and have the accomplishments, and then we could have...
/activities.
Yeah, you know, another one is, you know...
Okay.
You know,
just
maybe
put /activity.
Yeah.
And that would make it easy.
And take the duplicates out.
Yeah.
And an empty field that says work groups.
Well, goals
I
achieved.
Think small business resource center is supposed to be under that, or
that,
cold
yeah, that was the work group.
Would that work?
Just goals achieved.
Yeah, that sounds better. Yeah,
that sounds great.
But work groups. Don't you have other work groups? Like, didn't you work on website and?
We tabled the other work group to start.
We had
the
an
welcome
bridge
committee.
And a website.
You could have goals achieved and then activities.
Well, in the welcome group one got tabled.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we finish this other one.
So should you just take the work group out then? If you didn't technically...
I just threw that in there for you guys to chew on. Put it in, leave it out. I really don't care.
But I like the heading of what she said, goals achieved and then slash activities.
Yeah. Okay, well,
and I would say the top.
We've
those
got
the top four.
7 minutes, and I would like to talk about 2016 goals.
Yes, and I'm a little concerned about the implementation of Arch Bridge, because implementing what? The plan
right.
that the consultants came up with, or what we're going to go to in the future. So that word makes me nervous.
So where did this goal come from?
Beyond our control to do
right. So where did this first goal come from?
I can't say this enough. These are potential, chew on them, do what you like. I suspect that there's going to be action taken by the city council on the Arch Bridge. And I think the EDC wants to be involved in it.
Absolutely.
So I assume the next step is going to be the implementation of whatever they want. I don't have any idea what the council will do. Maybe they'll stick it on a shelf. Maybe they'll do something.
Shouldn't it be council decision?
Or how about just support the Arch Bridge Bolton redevelopment plan per council?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take council's
guidance.
We're going to take council's guidance, and we're going to support council to do what
it's definitely going to go ahead, so
right, and so
in some form
and in whatever form it moves forward with per council, we will support that. And
well, and if we want to do something on our own, the other meaningful portion of it that hasn't been explored is to try to do figure out how to work with historic preservation of the mill site is the one big piece that didn't get accomplished as far as that planning, because we didn't have the budget for it. But it's what I hear is what people really want to see is what happened on the other side, on Oregon City's side.
Right.
Pick the 4 or 5 relevant buildings and make sure that those get protected. Because right now that isn't done. So
that's not an EDC piece then, is it?
I don't know.
You'll think so.
I don't know who
that's under the historic area.
The historic review board.
Yeah. But I think
it's a combination. I don't know. I don't know if we've. You know,
preservation of
I don't know.
Buildings is
okay. We're going to talk about that in a minute, and we're going to because we have.
But I heard you wanted support on Arch Bridge redevelopment plan per city council's direction or guidance.
Yeah.
Was the word?
Yeah.
Guidance.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Can I throw one thing in?
Yes.
And I know we're limited for time. With the, if you want the reformation, right, of the EDC, which involves all the other businesses, mm-hmm. we're looking at. You know, potential for grants, the reason that Main Street got it because they were organized. So maybe the EDC now can work towards organizing the other business districts to see what they want to do and maybe up their potential for grants going forward. So you want to bring these businesses in, you want to bring these business districts in. And that should be, I think, a goal. If you're going to bring them in, have them working on how do they want their area to look? How do we want to look in Westland. So just a thought to put out there for you.
Okay. I agree. special event streamlining signage and marketing for events. So we've talked about that quite a bit in 2015. And I know that's been an opportunity with some challenges where we had, who was that from the city?
We had Ken Warner here before. And again, if this is, I heard a lot over the course of the year that it was an item that EDC wanted to look at.
Right.
And again, if you want to make that a goal for next year to take action on it.
So do our goals normally come from council though?
Or do the council will...
They usually come from us, don't they?
Yeah, so the idea, again, is you forward off of the council the kind of things you'd like to work on for next year. At the end of the day, the council will usually have, well, I want you to work on Arch Bridge, or I want you to work on whatever, the EOA, and these are the things that kind of come down at you. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't put in there items that these are things we want to check off, and that sounds like one of these things you'd like to check off. Yeah, and the council usually comes back, if they're doing their job, and says, good. That'd be great.
I think through the last year, I learned EDC is about bringing money from outside Westland. People from outside Westland spend money in Westland.
Right.
Right? So that goes towards what
tourism, business, economic development. Really important.
And I think we need to work more on our tourism, too, on our grants and how we're handing it out. And I think we need to educate.
And how do we leverage the chamber?
As we come to the next year, I think we should have a this group come together as a one-day retreat kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And come up with these ideas and really set some goals.
We go to Cannon Beach and have a retreat there, with a spa.
Well, Mark has a place at Auburn.
Is that in the budget,
Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, on the Welcome to Westland Committee, I have a question to ask. When you go to the 10th Street entrance, there's a nice wooden, entering Westland sign.
Mm-hmm.
On Highway 43, on one end, there's multiple different, one big, one small, one a different color. What's going on?
I have brought that up, before.
When we've talked about the gateways Westland, needs to be
improved. So, and that is
look at Lake Oswego, they have
right when you drive into Lake Oswego, you go, wow, I'm in Lake Oswego. And part of it is even and I don't want to get too sidetracked, but it's even how well the sidewalks are manicured and the grass is trimmed right there. It's just true. As you drive into Merrillhurst, it changes.
Yeah.
And then as you're coming from Lake Oswego into West Lynn,
so it sounds like
you kind of get into the weeds, and that's just the reality.
Well, because it's so insane.
I don't think that's an EDC thing.
No, I think that's a park, isn't it? Do you think, Chris?
Yeah. As far as the EDCs,
it's everybody.
We've got
2 minutes. So as far as the Welcome to West Lynn Committee, are we talking more about what the city looks like when we drive in? Or are we talking more about, as we did in other meetings, Chris, about putting together packages for businesses of Welcome to Westland?
Because
they're two totally different things.
Well, and in the past, what we talked about was having a welcoming committee, meaning that if somebody said, I want to open shop in Westland, that we have a meeting with the mayor and a few other people and somebody from the chamber and yada yada to say welcome, right?
Yeah.
And then the city, of course, needs to say, and these are all the regulations
and regulations, whatever you're doing, and I would say
that's more of what we're talking about than the signage on the street, even though I totally agree the signage on the street, that's a whole other thing that that we could talk about for hours.
I'd like to throw one more thing into that welcoming committee. Could that also be the part of what we're talking about, recruitment to Westland? Do they need to be separate? Because we're not recruiting into our town.
I think once you have the collateral put together, then you could send it to the targeted people or refine it.
And we did talk about this, I think, at the last meeting on this recruitment piece. And one thing that kind of came up is that Westland does not have an identity for who to recruit. And if we have an identity as this is what Westland's all about, like, some places have Hillsboro, their identity is Intel, so they're pulling in more of that type of business. What is Westland's identity? It's great schools, we all know, but in terms of business, What is the identity that's going to drive business to Westland?
Could we form a work group to talk about recruitment? Because I think that that is something we need to brainstorm through.
And one other thing about the Welcome to Westland, maybe working with realtors, if we could put something out for people that move into Westland. So where are the restaurants? Where can they get different things done? You know, hair, nails, you know, shoe repair, whatever. And, you know, so they have a packet. Welcome to Westland. This is what we have for you, sort of thing.
And that's, and that might be two separate pieces.
They are.
Then.
One's Welcome to Westland more on the realtor side, you know, to someone moving to Westland, and the other's more on the business side of bringing the business.
Here's why you would want to bring them to Westland.
But I think on the business side, we need an identity of what's our... What's the draw? And because if we just say, "Hey, we want you to come,"
well,
to
that was
Westland.
A big thing in the focus group thing. I don't remember. Was there a final? I remember.
In the focus group, it came out that there was no identity.
Yeah.
And that was
we're a paper-mill town.
That was a big like asterisk there. Westland does not have an identity to draw business.
There's a goal for the EDC.
I do think though that you have to break it down a little differently. And when Linda was president of the chamber, we often talked about the four retail districts. So they are unique. They are different. And I think that we should start with that and incorporate that to inspire businesses or review what we have and what do we need to bring in based on those areas, because Bolton's not the same as Robinwood or Willamette or Cascade, so we need to actually it's Sona, I guess, up here. So we need to make sure that we're kind of creating that, because there's a lot of wonderful outdoors river activities in your
Can I try to put these in?
Okay, let's summarize, because I have a meeting in
I'm going to take a stab at it. Support Arch Bridge redevelopment plan per the guidance of the City Council. I think you're all still in agreement. You want to do something specific about special events, streamlining signage and marketing for special events or improvement. I'll add some action verb on that. Establish Welcome to Westland Committee, and that would be both as this is something tangible that you kind of provide to people. This is that welcoming package, as well as a group. And to me, that's someone who this is like the Chamber's ambassador kind of thing, where they're out doing this kind of piece. I heard, and I think I saw people nodding their heads, that you definitely want to, early on after you get a board established, have a kind of a single day retreat, maybe a couple of hours, kind of brainstorming thing. And that's something staff can help with, where that's going to meet staff guidance. So, otherwise, I think you're just talking circles. I assume you're looking for staff to guide you towards something, right? Okay. And the last one I have was, I think you want to, I tried to capture this in terms of determine a specific business recruitment strategy. You threw a lot of things in the pot. You don't have to decide that right now. And that's maybe you kick it off with a work group, and then you can establish what your goals are, what your kind of priorities are going to be. You can set up a timeline and go forward. That'd be about five things. My recommendation is I would never, ever have more than five goals a year. What that means is you wouldn't do anything else.
Right.
I'm looking at the council, because this is just my pitch. Don't come up with 50 million goals.
Come up with our own five.
That's my.
But if council needs us to do something else, we may have to bump off one or two of ours.
We made some progress on the things that have been on the list for 3 years.
That is an accomplishment.
And I made notes on additional feedback. I'll send that to everybody and chime in however you like. There's nothing formal about this.
It's just something that we should have that offsite. Day-long retreat. To flush these things out. I really think that's where we should start.
And I think everybody can brainstorm on their own at home too. Start thinking about these things. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it seems like we would want to do that once we have some new people. Or we want to do that now.
I think.
And you're working on that aspect then.
Well, you got the new part all dialed in. So that's a thank you so much.
Well, no, I'm just trying to figure out the timeline of what we're going to do.
We need to get started on that.
Yes.
Yeah. New people comes in, they'll know what we're working on, and they can participate, because they will not be able to day one.
Understand or contribute.
Right,
but remember, this still has to be a seven-person committee.
Seven-person.
I'm sorry. You want to have some kind of retreat on your own before the new group? That wouldn't be a 2016 goal. You want to do something
I think
like
it's
next
more,
month on it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm wondering if the retreat is better, just a suggestion, once you've got the new people, so everybody's now working together.
Maybe the retreat should be, let's get our actual seven-person membership, and then let's get a retreat. Otherwise, you know, they won't feel like they're part of the group.
But there's no reason why they can't start working on the sort of straw man piece.
Well, yes. We can be looking at the outline of that day and talking about that and preparing.
Yeah, preparing for a retreat. And then we'll set that retreat up.
Yes.
I have one thing I need to hear from.
But do we vote on me doing this motion about going and doing the outreach thing?
I will assemble that the best I heard. If it's not perfect, cut me a little slack. You guys are a bit all over the place about how you wanted this written. And again, I only wrote suggestions in there. It's entirely up to you. Question about, we had talked about this orientation meeting for the CPP grants. The idea is to try to get better grants when they come in, so we're going to have this orientation meeting we hold. It's a big deal. It takes a lot of staff bandwidth. There's a lot of work involved in it. That's in December. I was looking to have that. I got an update from when the new applications were going to be coming in and due from the county. Remember, the county runs that CPP grant. Mm-hmm. We start notice and solicitation January 4th. And you close that. You don't actually make your selection until March 11th. So the county's pushed that back a little bit. I think that kind of works to our advantage. So I thought a December meeting would be a good time to have an orientation. Probably have it upstairs. We were trying to figure out a good time to book it. We were temporarily, if you want to open calendars, looking at Wednesday, December 16th to have it here.
Why not do it in January?
Well, because we start collecting applications January 4th. And the idea is before the applications are due, I want to get people before the applications are due some time to come in, talk with you.
But do we have the applications yet?
I'm really late for a meeting. Late to.
I'll have enough information to say this is the process that's going to be going forward. We're not taking applications till January 4th, but we want to encourage you to come in and meet so we can help you make your project better.
Do it beginning of January. Take the applications right then.
If you all think it's later, if you all think January is a better time, I'm not against it.
I think December is right. And the reason why it's right is because that meeting was about to help people that want to apply for these grants to understand the guidelines. Now, is the county going to give us the guidelines by December?
They have said they would, but okay. I don't.
That's the problem. Is we got to make sure that we have that, because otherwise the people will come and they'll get information.
I say we should go with December 16th, and hopefully everybody can make it. And if those that can't,
I won't, because I'll be traveling in Europe.
But that's okay, because
then we're jealous and enjoy.
Like to be informed about what the package.
We can keep you in the loop on what's going on,
because. In Robinhood, it's absolutely necessary.
But isn't that orientation more about who's going to be applying?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The orientation, it's about who will apply for the grants.
Yeah, so the thinking of the orientation was, again, I have the backbone of what the process is. And I send out to the public, and you all need to go out and scurry up applicants as best you can. And then we say the application opening is January 4th. But this is a non-required pre-application meeting. Before you finish it, come in and talk to us. We'll tell you what's worked in the past, what hasn't worked, what we're looking to see, what we might improve it. And they come in and hopefully go, that's a great idea, or they partner up with other people, or they modify their application before they submit it to make it more in line with what the county wants to see. And then we get better applicants when they come in.
So if somebody else in Robinhood needs to come to that meeting, if you as a neighborhood want to be applying for something.
Yeah. That's right.
So quickly agree and adjourn.
I feel good about today's meeting. I really do. And I agree and meeting adjourned.
So thank you. Adjourned.
No gavel from you.
Yeah, there's my coffee mug.
No speeding tickets.
I've got 4 minutes to get to a boardroom in Lake Oswego.
Sorry about that.
My PowerPoint is loading right now. Okay.